This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our lives today, whether we like it or not, are driven by data. In retail, of course, on our phones and tablets, often at work, and at school, too. Yeah, no, not us. Our kids at school. Nearly everything a student does today is or can be tracked, and parents often have no idea. So today, as part of our project on education and technology, we call it Learning Curve, we're going to start a periodic look at the role that data plays in education, with the most monitored and measured generation in history, our kids. Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going with a day in the life of the quantified student.
It's 7:30 a.m. The school bus pulls up. Your child swipes his ID card and gets on. Kalia Barnes heads the Student Privacy Project for the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
The data collection begins even before he really even steps into the school on campus grounds.
She says the ID card, which contains a radio frequency ID chip, lets the school and you, mom and dad, know your kid's on the bus. Barnes says in some schools, the tracking doesn't stop there.
We can also be tracked about our direct location, exact location within school.
She says school administrators could know if he leaves the building or if he visits the school counselor. And that's just one small part of your kid's growing data file. A teacher calls the roll.
Asa?
Here.
Gardner?
Here.
Owen?
Attendance records will be collected, along with your child's test scores, disciplinary records, and grades, among other things, and likely sent to a giant state database. In the last decade, the federal government has handed out over $600 million to help states set up these databases. Stephen Balcom is the head of the Family Online Safety Institute.
With the idea that if we could keep track of our kids from kindergarten through to 12th grade, we'd have a much better understanding, a much greater handle on what's working, what's not working, what needs to be added to the curriculum.
And the government, he says, isn't the only one trying to figure out what's working by investing in and gobbling up data about your kid.
We literally know everything about what you know and how you learn best. Everything.
That's Jose Ferreira, the CEO of Newton, an education technology company, and one of the biggest players in the $8 billion ed tech market. He's speaking here in a video posted by the Department of Education. Newton analyzes student data, data it collects by keeping track of every click and keystroke your child makes during digital lessons.
We have 5 orders of magnitude more data about you than Google has. We literally have more data about our students than any company has about anybody else, about anything, and it's not even close.
5 orders of magnitude more data than Google. Data, Ferreira says, that can be used to tailor lessons to individual kids to help them do better. Newton knows when your kid struggles, when he does best, and one day, maybe even why.
You tell us what you had for breakfast every morning at the beginning of the semester. By the end of the semester, we should be able to tell you what you had for breakfast, because you always do better on the days you have scrambled eggs.
Lucky, your 7th grader ate his eggs today. He's sitting quietly, staying on task, as they say, and doing awesome on his math assignment. The teacher rewards his good behavior on her iPad. Using behavior management software, she walks around the room, doling out digital points for helpfulness and attentiveness, taking them away from kids who act out. All this behavior data is stored online. Parents can check it. It can be turned into reports for teachers and administrators.
We live in a 24/7 data mining universe today, and I think most of us parents and teachers and kids don't realize how much of our data is out there and being used by other people.
Jim Steyer heads Common Sense Media. I ask him, as a parent, what he thinks the biggest risk is in this student data grab.
That information that's very personal to me and my family, for example, my kid's disciplinary record or their health record or something else, might somehow be made available to people who it's nobody's business to have that.
There are some protections in place, federal and state laws that limit what type of information can be gathered and how educational records can be shared. But privacy experts think there are still big holes in school contracts with companies that provide school services, in so-called third-party learning apps brought in by teachers. Apps that may have loose privacy policies or none at all. Technology experts say is moving faster than our ability to keep up with it. It's lunchtime. Your child gets in line in the cafeteria and enters his ID number into a touchpad. His allergies, his account balance, maybe even your financial information are all linked and tracked under his name or ID number. So is what he eats. In some schools, even vending machine purchases are recorded. Should he get in trouble, the principal may rely on discipline software to dole out his punishment. Here's the pitch from the software maker.
If you choose, you can automate assigning discipline consequences to save time and eliminate errors.
And in gym class?
Lafayette High School uses heart rate bands to track how hard students are working during physical education activities.
Heart rate monitors will now help grade gym classes in Dubuque.
Then, as bodies start moving, each student's heart rate will appear on the teacher's iPad and a large projector on the wall.
As if gym class weren't embarrassing enough. In some districts, kids have Fitbit-style wristbands that record their activity at school, on the playground, and at home. Which is where your kid is headed now, laptop shoved into his backpack. Some schools have installed tracking technology on computers as a security measure. They allow schools to see where a kid is logging in from via an IP address. Cameron Evans is the chief technology officer for Microsoft Education.
In the beginning, you would think there are absolutely no risk. This is completely benign.
But imagine, says Evans,
over a period of time, the IP address that device connects to the internet is nowhere near the address that was put on file for them. In fact, it's not even in the same school district.
A school could investigate and maybe find out that the child doesn't live in the district or that his parents have separated and label that child at risk. It's a label, says Evans, that could follow a kid through school.
In the past, they would have never had that information, but now that everything's electronic, we can correlate data in ways that we never, ever had the opportunity to do before.
And by connecting all those dots, can create a profile of a student that can follow him from kindergarten all the way through college. Which is why privacy advocates say it's so important that schools, teachers, parents wrestle with student data issues now. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.